and all this meat in one small area attracts a scavenger, the short-faced bear. Led by his super-sensitive nose, his long limbs carry him many miles a day in search of carrion. He's picked up a scent, but where's the carcass? Sometimes the smaller, speedier scavenger gets there first. On this occasion, a coyote. Right now, the short-faced bear will take whatever he can get. He hasn't had a decent meal in days, and needs at least one good-sized carcass every week to stay alive. This time the coyotes left him nothing but the skeleton. But with his huge, bone-crunching jaws, the bear can crack them open for the marrow locked inside. With water so scarce elsewhere, animals from miles around converge here in the valley. Which is good news for the local lions. Their pride territory is now overflowing with food. Once the midday heat subsides, the females rouse themselves to hunt.